Why doesn't one species who's maybe super competitive, like, take over the world?
This is Annie Chung, a plant ecologist and postdoctoral fellow at Utah State University.
That's always been a puzzle for ecologists. So for this study, we were interested in blue gramma and black gramma. Both of these species occur and do so at different levels of stability. What allows them to coexist with each other and not one take over the other?
In the southwestern site where she works, she saw some places where blue gramma lived together happily with black gramma, and she saw other places where one gramma species would take over. She set up an experiment to see what role soil microbes might play in the different places.
In static patches, we found that black gramma experienced neutral to negative relationships with its own microbes, and blue gramma experienced very strong negative relationships with its own microbes. And because each plant is limited more by their own microbes than the microbes of their competitor plants, that keeps the system very stable.
And in the places where one plant started to take over?
What we saw was that each of these plants experienced relationships with their microbes that could potentially allow them to increase without other checks and balances.
Chung says that even though you might expect pathogens to be bad, they actually help different plants to live together. Without pathogens that harm plant growth, there is less coexistence and more plant takeovers. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.